Welcome back to the Portal Podcast, and I'm your host, Edmond Orenge. I know we've taken long since we recorded an episode, but we've been traveling and doing some other stuff, which I'll notify you guys on our social media handles. So today I'll not be with my co-host, Wanjeri. I'll be with another guest who will introduce herself later. And today we're going to talk about, should we heal before getting into a relationship? It's a very interesting topic, and I hope we discuss it and utaelewa, and you'll learn something from this. So before we even continue, I'll want our guest to introduce herself today and tell us a little bit about ourselves. So our guest, will you introduce yourself?
Hello. My name is Raquel Muturu. I am a student and also a parent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, I didn't know you're called Raquel. I know you as Chiri, but it's okay.
Yeah, most people call me Chiri.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, Chiri. Allow me to go with Chiri.
It's okay.
So Chiri, tell us about this relationship thing. How is it taking you? Are you in a relationship, by the way?
Currently, I would say exactly.
Say what?
Not exactly.
What does that mean?
Uh-huh. I'd like to think I am single and still thinking through and searching. You know? Yeah.
Have you ever been in a relationship?
Yes, I have. Yes, I
How
have.
How was it? What did you learn from the relationship?
Well, relationships are very interesting. They get to expose parts of you, your weaknesses and also your strengths. So you will get to learn things about yourself, actually.
Huh?
Yeah. That you didn't know. And that is among the things that I learned, that I am very impatient.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I learned that. I also learned that, which brings this topic to light, that it is very important to heal from other issues before getting into a relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So also me, I've been in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And I've learned a lot. Sometimes it's funny, sometimes it's hurtful. Yeah, tuna grow tukiendelea.
Yeah.
And we accept. So our topic also in it brings it to life. Should we heal before getting into a relationship? So tumesema tumekuwa into relationships.
Yeah.
And we should heal before getting into a relationship.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten into a relationship before healing? Ile unaachwa leo kesho uko na mtu mwingine.
Not really.
Huh?
Not really, because I am not shy but introverted, so I take time before I jump into something else, before finishing one thing. Also, you do realize that some relationships you enter into with heart is not exactly from another relationship. Sometimes you come with heart that you haven't healed from, that are from maybe your parents or something that happened to you when you were a child.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also something that you need to look at it before you get to, you know, be with someone else. You need to scrutinize, uangalia uone, at this point really I am insecure because of this and this and this and this and this that happened to me.
Yeah. So Mimi, mm-hmm. I've been in interesting place, as in kitambo when I started dating. I'm not that old. I started dating after high school.
Mm-hmm.
So after high school, I was that young love, ile ukiachwa. Then the next week, you are getting into another one.
Something else.
Mimi ni Joanna. I didn't make any mistake, so I'm free to go.
Yeah.
So pia you do the same. Pia ukiachwa tena unasema mimi sijafanya kitu, dem mtu ndo aliniacha, and you just move on again. So I came to realize that that's a mistake because you're piling up stuff which you should heal from. Yeah, so I think you should heal first, then move into the next relationship.
Yeah. Especially for people who are very outgoing, they don't realize they're doing it.
Yeah.
Until they realize everything is so tangled up.
Yeah. So I think it's very serious. Kwanza in our generation.
Yeah.
Mtu anaassume tu anasema, let me tafute tu mtu mwingine to cover up the space yenye huyu mwingine aliacha.
Because people are very scared of being alone.
Yeah. And in that, unapata, maybe, have you heard the stories about soul tying?
Yeah. I have heard about that.
So unapata, you see, I'm just being frank and open. Sex is available, right? Everywhere, right now.
Yeah.
Sindio?
Yes, that is true.
Sex is available. So unapata, maybe you slept with this person who's your girlfriend. Alafu, auku heal. Maybe alikuacha ama ulimuacha. Na auku heal. Then you move into another relationship. Then you sleep with the person again. So unacheki the traumas of this other person who demu alikuacha. Tena unapata na mix na huu mwingine.
Yeah, you start so, projecting.
Yeah, so it affects you. Sasa inaanza kukuaffect. And many people make the mistake of thinking that the best way to heal from a broken heart is to get right back into another relationship.
Yeah, rebound.
Yeah, so unapata. Many youths wanapotea. And these are the things I want to talk about in my seminars. I'm planning a lot of seminars from next year. Yeah, so these are the main things we're going to talk about.
What you're saying essentially is people jumping from one relationship to another, giving pieces and bits and pieces of themselves.
Yeah.
To different people.
Yeah.
And then at the end of it all, you just begin to feel empty.
Yeah.
Because you're not there anymore.
Yeah, things like that. So can I ask you something?
Yes.
How much time should I wait to heal before getting into in a new relationship?
Well, that depends. It depends because it depends how much time it could take wherever personally to heal from a certain situation or a heart. So if you feel as though kikwana someone else, you still feel like you're insecure because someone when you mewacha did something to you that made you feel a certain way, I think it's not yet time. You still need to wait. Until let's say
it could take years.
But the most important part is taking care of your emotional health and understanding that at this point I'm healthy enough to be with someone else.
And is it okay to date while healing?
You should not. Because once you date while you're healing, you begin to project your insecurities and all the issues that you have on this person just because the people in your past lied to you, you begin to think that this person is also lying.
Yeah.
So you would it is very important for you to take some time. Take some time and heal fast before coupling up with someone else.
Yeah, I think it's like trying to cover up a wound without cleaning it out first.
Yeah. Or trying to run with a bucket.
Yeah, and I think I think lost relationships, or if you're left, or if you leave someone, you deserve to grieve the relationship.
Yes.
Even if the choice was yours to leave the relationship.
Yes, it is an act of love on your part.
Oh, uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah.
And to our audience, I think they should ask themselves this type of question. I wrote some questions here. I think the audience, as they listen to this episode, they should ask themselves. So the questions are, why do I think that my last relationship ended? So you should project why it ended, what were the reasons, things like that. Another question is, what will my partner say was the reason that the relationship did not work? So unajua hizo maswali mtu anaweza kujiuliza huko mwisho, huko baadaye. Mbona relationship haikufanya? What was the reason? So these questions, I think, zitakusaidia in your healing perspective.
Yeah, and look at them from both sides.
Yeah.
Do not have a one-sided story.
Yeah.
Where you just want to be the victim.
Yeah.
Understand it from the perspective also.
Yeah.
And that will also help your personal growth.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, and you know, the next time I'm going into a relationship, I want to be a more patient person.
Yeah.
The next time I want to go into a relationship, I want to be listening more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So another question is there any pattern between the ending of this relationship and the ending of other relationships? You see, like for me, like my previous relationships, my past relationships, they are like ending in the same way. You see, unapata character A, character B, zina end in the same way. So unapata, after some time, una realize there is a pattern, and it should change to that. That's the question in Auliza. Is there any pattern between the ending of the relationship, of this relationship, and the ending of other relationships?
So when you realize there was a pattern, what did you do?
I changed the way I date now. I changed the way I date. Like, you see, like, you're dating toxic people. Now you start avoiding toxic people. You learn how toxic people date or behave, and you avoid them. Ama kama relationship yako ina like it involves mnakosana like each and every time, and the ampati solution. You learn how to communicate in the relationship sasa. Unapata kama mnagombana, there is no communication.
Yeah.
So I think people should take it seriously how to analyze relationships. Unajua watu wengine hawezi analyze, wana move tu.
Yeah, but now ume move with that problem.
Yeah.
You could be the problem.
Yeah.
And you move yourself to the next thing. You're destroying again the next thing.
Yeah.
With your habits.
Yeah, true. So you should heal from the previous, then move to the next one.
Yeah.
So another question is,
is
this relationship truly over, or is there unfinished business with that partner? That's why hapa ndio sasa kuna changamoto.
There is always unfinished business.
Sasa you can find a certain relationship. Let's say the girl ali break up na mimi, sindio? And aka move on na mtu mwingine then after some time. Alafu mimi sasa nimerudi. Kumwandikia that risky text, I miss you. Kumbe sasa the girl akumaliza feelings yake kwangu. So that's what the market tells you like right now. Mtu wake amerudi. So that question is like that.
Yeah, it's always there's always that. There's because in our generation and the culture right now, it's more of ghosting instead of sitting down, understanding that it is not working because of this and this, and because I am not willing to change this and this and this. then it is not going to work out. We should both walk our separate ways.
Yeah.
So instead of us doing that, we ghost each other. Just don't text. You
don't
call. And then you do not receive the text. You block them. And then you think, just because nimenyamaza, it's over now.
Ah, let me ask you something, Chiri.
Yeah.
Let's say mekosana na mtu.
Mm-hmm.
And mwende ghost. As in aongei na wewe ongei.
Yeah.
Could that relationship come to life?
Could the relationship come to life?
Yeah, mnaweza rudiana, like, let's say mekosana na, like, amuongei, like, for weeks, for months. Alafu, let's say after sometimes aku text to, like, I miss you, ama, hey, how are you?
Yes, it can happen.
Like, mbona umrudie?
It's called familiarity. It's called familiarity. You like this person and you're familiar with them.
Mm.
The devil, you know. You know the statement. The devil, you know, is better than something. I have forgotten the entire line. But the devil, you know. So you feel this person is comfort.
Mm.
This person is familiar.
Mm.
So I can lean here
and
feel comfortable for a while.
Mm.
Yeah, because I am feeling... Mm-hmm.
Why should you trust someone who broke your heart again? I find it weird, sana, to really trust. You see, this person, Chiri, you see, this person is the person you'll go to sleep with, like, atakuwa kando yako in the rest of your life. Ukimkubali. Mm-hmm. Like, mbona unamtrust hivyo, maze?
Let me tell you, now this is like an entire different podcast now. Let me tell you, we in African culture, the women we have seen when growing up have been in a state ya kuambiwa when your man does something wrong to you, you're supposed to forgive na uvumilie mukae pamoja.
No, maze.
Wait. There's that part, right? And then there is this other part. All your aunties asking you, "Wewe utakaa peke yako? When are you getting married?" Then this person who broke your heart just comes along, and you're asking yourself, "I mean, it's not that bad, right? If auntie so and so still stayed with her husband even after he did this and this and this, why can't I stay with this person?"
Yeah, like in my perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think like marriage or relationship is a goal. As much as I preach love and encourage people to love each other,
mm-hmm.
I don't think like marriage is the end goal of two people.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah. So
that's a good thing.
I think like people should just have boundaries, respect each other. Like mseki kukosea and let's say someone cheats on you. Let's say someone cheats on you, Cherry.
Personally.
Yeah, personally.
Yes.
Like, a cheat, alafu msamehe, sindio?
Mm-hmm.
Alafu na a cheat. You see?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And once you marry someone, alafu cheat, alafu, let's say you've married, sindio?
Mm-hmm.
Alafu, you've had kids with the person.
Mm-hmm.
Alafu... cheat tena kama mko na mtoto.
Mm-hmm.
What will you do? Will you divorce him?
Well, there's so many options right now. If you're asking me from a personal perspective,
mm-hmm.
I would say there are so many options.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can co-parent, you know?
Yeah.
So we can just stop this thing and you continue doing your thing and have your freedom.
Uh-huh.
Just run around with everyone below unataka. Me, I'll just do my thing on the other side. Because, you know, also you have to think about all the other things that you're raising. You're raising a child. The child is looking at you and wondering.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Is this what you want your child to also become when they grow up?
Yeah.
But also, yeah, unaangalia ile perspective ya yourself. And your health, not just emotionally, but also physically. If this is someone that's going to be running around with everyone, you need to take care of yourself.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, that is true. So when you say heartbreak, well, it depends na kila mtu.
Yeah, it depends.
Kila mtu ni tofauti, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, Maze, our audience, Maze, you guys take care of yourselves. Love is a very, very tricky thing. And as in dating in a whole, it's very tricky. So yeah. Back to our topic. Tukua tuenda off topic kidogo.
Eti tuenda off topic.
So back to our topic. Jiri, what's the importance of healing before dating?
Sorry? Importance of healing before dating. Yeah, we said we need to heal because we do not want to carry our pain, our insecurity, our judgmentalness to the next. Yeah, to the next relationship that we are going into.
Yeah.
We do not want to project on our partner. We also want to have a positive perspective of, I am entering this thing with a positive energy, and I know it's going to work.
So, the I was in a call with a certain client. I also talk to people. I advise people, so I was in a call with another client, and she gave me permission to tell this story to our audience so that they can also learn.
Okay.
So I was on a call with this lady, lovely lady, who had gone through a breakup, and we've all been there where we feel like we need help and support the ex-partner.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sinajua tulisha break up with this, or alikuwa sha break up with this person.
Okay.
And she had mentioned how her relationship had decreased her self-worth and confidence, and how that was her fault and her issue to work through.
Okay.
So should we help our let's say, in this perspective, our exes? Like, to share breakup, let's say me and you were dating and we break up.
Mm-hmm.
Should we, like, help each other going forward, like ukisema in like 2 a.m. if I'm fixed somewhere, can I call you? You come over and help me out. Ebu advise us.
so this person is your ex, but early breakup from another relationship that she's healing from.
Yeah.
You can help, but there's also the issue. Yes, you can help.
Mm-hmm. Attack on 2 a.m., 3 a.m.
Wait. I'm getting to that. Yes, you can help. Yes, you can help. This is my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But there's the issue of boundaries.
Yeah. I need
you. You're my friend.
That.
I care about you.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's past 10, please do not call me. We will talk in the morning about your issues. We will talk about them all day long.
Mm-hmm.
But if you pick a certain time, you need to understand that I am not with you anymore. My time is not yours. Yeah, sometimes it sounds harsh, but how do you maintain the boundaries? How do you tell them, kupika hapa na imetosha?
Chiri, kumbuka huyu ni mtu mmekuwa mkiongea naye hadi 3.
No. At that time, we'll come on here hard 3 because your time was hard to waste. At this time, really, it is not. You're beginning to form bonds with someone that you shouldn't be forming bonds.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, Mimi, I think we should remember our identity and the way we see ourselves will impact on the type of relationship we have.
Yeah.
So, umesema the boundaries and vitu kama hizo zitafanya how we see ourselves, and itatusaidia ku heal.
Mhm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah,
mhm. You had something to say?
Yeah, and vile alisema about self-worth and everything else, I would say really that person needs to realize that they need to take some time to love themselves.
Yeah.
You know, even Jesus says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. So you cannot love that neighbor if you have not loved yourself yet.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, so you need to love yourself first.
Uh-huh.
And then you will know and understand how to love your neighbor.
Yeah, true.
Lakini pia asinini kama. Asikupe moyo sana. God is always close to the brokenhearted.
Yeah, God is always close to the brokenhearted, by the way.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, so can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Types of self-sabotage. I know I didn't send you this question, but do you know any types of self-sabotage you tend to see?
Well. Self-sabotage.
Let me give you an example.
No, I feel like you're screening me. Okay, so, yeah.
Let me give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
Dating for validation rather than connection.
Dating for validation. Wow. You do that a lot.
Yeah, it's that deep, Maze. It's that deep. And that we said hapo earlier,
mm-hmm.
reaching out to the ex constantly without a real reason to.
Yeah.
You see?
Or creating reasons that are not exactly fair.
Yeah. Another thing I mostly see with my environment is dating people who are wrong for you. Yeah.
Why do they do that? Why? Because
I think unapata kuna wale people they are attracted mm-hmm. from like tabia zao.
Mhm.
Kini ukimuuliza, let's say I go I'm not judging. Let's mm-hmm. say I go to the club, ndio?
Yes.
Alafu nipate huko alafu niulize Ed, unapendanga demo aina gani?
Mhm.
Ah, nakwambia mimi napenda dem ako kwa nyumba akunywi anapenda Biblia, mtu wa Del Monte.
Yeah.
Then mm-hmm. so sometime nimepata manzi kutoka club.
Mm-hmm.
So isindio, I'm dating people who are wrong for me.
Yeah.
Like I know what I want. Like mtu ukiuliza dem like who do you want, anakwambia I want a loving guy, I want someone who will give me peace. Yeah, lakini hebu ona tabia ya bwana yake ama boyfriend yake. Apatia hata amani. So, dating people who are wrong for you, it's a big red flag. Who are not for you?
Yeah. And there could be very many.
Very.
Very many. I don't want to go so deep, lakini I would say very many psychological reasons as to why people are dating people who are wrong for them.
Yeah. So alafu kuna hii pushing the right ones away as they are too afraid to have someone close to their heart again.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So unapata mtu alivunjwa, alichapwa tu character development moja safi.
But now anaogopa tena.
Naogopa. What I can advise people, don't be afraid of love. Love to we penda ukiachwa heal. Rudy Soko.
But how many times did you do that?
I think there's no, like, where do you make a limit at you? Kivunjwa moyo mara ngapi, nini?
But utachoka.
Unajua, yeah, utachoka, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone wants to have that special someone mwenye. Anaongelesha, they have memories with. Everyone wants mm-hmm. that, but it's a process. Let's say useme, I don't want to date again, wamenivunja moyo. You're blocking that person from reaching you. So maybe I can advise our audience, Maze, you just date.
You were dead.
We're dead too, we're in heaven.
But unajua, when I was going through the entire story of heart and healing, and the wounds and everything, I was wondering, what about people who are in relationships where they cannot get out of it?
They cannot get out of the relationship?
Yeah, they have no plans of getting out.
And why should they get out? Ama kuna some reason?
No, you're being hurt by someone,
huh?
But now you cannot get out because maybe you're married.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you take time to heal from this? And you are together. Every time ukiamka kila siku asubuhi, you're seeing this person that's hurting you or that hurt you. So the way we're talking about take time to heal before you date.
Yeah, for me, you know, no, sasa uchiri hapo.
Yeah.
I think it's very, very hard for someone to live in that type of relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But we advise someone to just leave. Like you see, right, it's a very difficult problem, a very difficult process. Let's say a date like 8 years. Ndio?
Wow.
Alafu?
Hey.
Let's say you date na mse 8 years. Kuna watu umedate hivyo?
No, that's just, in my opinion, really. Well, you know, we say that you should date with the intention of marriage. So, when you wameka together for 8 years, what are you waiting for?
Let's say some watu wamedating, kuna watu wamedate from high school, hawajafika ile time ya kuoa. Kuna watu wako na goals hapo nje. Kuna watu wako na goals.
Okay, fine.
From 19. And until now, like, wamejaza like 8 ama 7 years.
Okay.
Alafu wameanza kuplan some stuff, nini nini. Alafu unapata in the way, wanakosana, this person or this girl, this guy or this lady wana cheat nini nini.
Mm-hmm.
Like mtu anasema ati I can't start over again with another person like 8 years nini nini. Let me just ama kama anapigwa ama anapigwa na this person. Unajua kuna wengine wanapigwa na wanafurahi, wanasema that's huyo mbaba ameonyesha like territory.
He cares.
Yeah, mtu akipigwa na na fry na huyo ameonyesha territory. Hataki kutoka. Na mwingine akichitiwa anasema tutaongea, like sitaki kuanzisha another 8 years with another person or 3 months with another person. At 3 months mtu anaweza anzisha tena. Let's say 2 years.
Okay, yeah, 2 years.
2 years ndio itakuwa at least kuna memories, kuna some stuff mmefanya, some business. So, I think that's another topic for another day, and it's a very sensitive topic pia. Like mbona utaki kuacha mtu anakuumiza? Like why?
Why?
Yeah, so let's go back to the type of self sabotage.
Okay, yeah, you were telling me about the type of self sabotage. Yeah. But you do realize that kuna other types of self sabotage that are not exactly in relationships only, but also on self.
Yeah, self, yeah.
You begin to sabotage your own business, your own schoolwork.
Yeah.
Unaanza kuona ni kama there's just a complex. Like you begin to feel like maybe I'm not good enough. Maybe I should just drop out at this point.
Yeah. Adi unakula fees, unalipia demu yako na fees yako na mpeleka out. Very tough. Vitu unafanyika huku nje. Very tough. Imagine ulipi fees just to make your girlfriend happy. Yes, you should make them happy. Sijakata.
But at what extent?
Yeah, lakini don't self-sabotage yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another thing is sleeping with lots of people. Ndio tumesema sex is available sahi in a very alarming rate. Very alarming rate.
Yeah.
So, mazee, you guys, mazee, our audience, mazee, jichunge. Kuna hizi my STIs, mazee, hey, at 22, alafu upate one mistake. And
it's over,
bana. We need you, bana. We need you guys.
Yeah.
Alafu, you cannot have a healthy relationship if you are creating a relationship from an unhealthy place.
Yeah.
Ndio?
Yes, that is true.
We should say amen to that.
Amen. That's a very strong point, yeah.
Continue. You're saying what?
I'm saying that's a very strong point. It's true.
Yeah, you have capital letters.
Print it on a t-shirt?
Yeah, print. Wake up on mbele.
And sometimes we force it until we even ask God to bless it.
Yeah. You cannot have a healthy relationship when you're creating a relationship from a healthy place, unhealthy place. Like, ukikuwa in a healthy, like creating a healthy relationship, base yake, like it's creating, like it's like kujenga nyumba, foundation lazima ikuwe strong.
Yes.
Lazima uweke simiti.
Mm-hmm.
Alafu, another thing I should advise guys, maze, if you want to date, anza na friendship. A very strong
thing. That is the foundation. Hiyo ndiyo hiyo simiti sasa.
Hiyo ndiyo simiti, maze. Usikose kweka hiyo simiti. Friendship ndiyo simiti na kokoto. Wow!
Yeah,
friendship. Yeah, friendship. Just be friends kwanza.
Mm-hmm.
Ukikuwa friends, like, ukianza tu kudate hivyo kama nyi si friends, it will be very hard for you guys to connect.
Yeah.
Like, mkikuwa friends, like, mnaweza connect, yeah, like, eh, hey, I learned a lot, man, I learned a lot.
You get to understand the things
yeah.
that are going to make you very upset.
Yeah. Do you have any closing remarks, kabla tumalize?
Oh, yeah. We were talking today about heart and healing.
Mm-hmm.
I am hoping most of your audience are Christians, really. Christians.
Yeah, hey, of course. When I'm not a Christian, Chiri. I'm a very...
You are, but the people listening to you could not exactly be.
Of course, birds of the same feather flock together.
Oh, good, good. So I would like to finish by saying that God acknowledges our pain and our heart.
Amen.
He knows,
mm-hmm.
and he speaks to us in his word by telling us, like, in Psalms, that he is close to the brokenhearted.
Mm-hmm.
Or in 1 Peter 5:7, where he says that, cast your anxiety on him.
Yeah.
All your heart.
Yeah.
Your pain. Take it to Jesus.
Yeah.
His yoke is light. He will help you carry that burden.
Yeah.
And in Matthew, and I hope I'm not misquoting, he says that you will find rest in him.
Yeah.
You will find rest in him.
True.
Yeah. So when you're taking some time before you go into the next relationship.
Yeah.
Take some time to be with Jesus,
mm-hmm.
give him the pain and the hurt from the previous relationship.
True.
Find your rest in him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and find your self-worth. You are beautiful, you are lovely, and you are an amazing person.
You are the prize. Amen.
Yeah. So, Jesus loves you, and he's going to take all that pain away.
True, very true.
Yeah.
So I think when you create a relationship from a healed place,
mm-hmm.
you'll find confident from yourself.
Yes, yes.
You'll feel excited about dating and enjoying. You'll enjoy connecting with people. You know, the relationship is about. You should be excited. See, to mefura like 24 hours. You should be excited, man.
It should bring you joy.
Eh, hey, kama kitu inakuletea hasira, watoka hapo. Toka hapo. Wachana na hiyo.
Ni vitu za dunia. You can just, you know,
yeah.
Start over.
Eh, hey, marriage is not an end goal for people. Unajua hiyo ndio shida. Watu elewi. Marriage is not an end goal kabisa.
Yes.
So when you are at peace among men, heal, you'll have standards and hold you'll hold the standards to those people who are jaribu kuku hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And also you'll know the right person to date and where to meet them, and you'll have peace with your past, no matter how awful it was, or ilikuletea shame ama guilt or fear. You'll have peace.
Yeah.
And also you'll know how a healthy relationship looks like. And another thing before I forget is you'll be excited for the future of your partner, and you'll just live a happy life. everyone deserves real honest love, but not everyone knows how to get it. Hey, we say amen. We need Solomon and Peter.
Amen.
Say amen. Say amen then.
Amen.
What I need to do for the sake we want to just
yeah.
Everyone deserves real honest love, but not everyone knows how to get it.
Hey.
That nigga can have a show.
Hands on a t-shirt.
Hey, that's on a t-shirt. Wow. Everyone deserves real, honest love, but not everyone knows how to get it. Ow. Oh. Yeah, that's true, Maze. That's very, very true. And also, as I finish up, thank you so much, Chiri, for coming and accepting my request. Najua ni first time. Miss Kiyadi, how was the experience?
It was actually fun and not as serious as I expected it to be.
Yeah, so you see, it's fun, Maze. It's fun. Sasa, tayarisha ya YouTube. Na kuinvite ya YouTube.
Oh, wow.
Sawa.
Okay, fine.
You gained confidence. Alafu, when we are ready, I'll tell you the topic. Alafu, you come.
Okay, sawa.
So before we close, I'll put Chiri's uko Instagram.
No.
Hey, Facebook?
I am, but I'm not very active. I am a very...
Is that old Siri?
Person on social media.
Is that old Siri? You're on Facebook. How old are you?
I am very old.
How old are you?
Unataka kunianika hizi.
Okay. Hiyo ndakuliza kwa chat.
Ulize.
So Chiri is not in social media, so I think if you want to get to know her better, you'll just have to get to me, ndo utamjua.
that's good. I like that.
Sidio.
Yeah.
Wakuje tu kwangu ni ndo nitawaeleza more about Chiri.
Okay.
And also this Saturday I'll be hosting a youth seminar at Kimumu Secondary. And if you listen to this episode before that day, please join us and have a lovely time. Tutakuwa na games, tutakuwa na talks. Yeah.
From what time to what time?
From 10 to 2.
Right.
Yep. 3 hours. See, sitaki, inajua too much of something is poisonous. So, okay. At 3 hours, tunawa youth, tunawangeleshe, tuwaweke on toes. Yeah, that's the thing.
Okay.
Yeah, so if your friends will want to join, you'll update them. If you'll join us, to fry. Yeah.
Okay.
So thank you so much, and let's meet at the next episode. Bye.